You will now hear the recording straight through. Listen, please.
Every week, 200 children with malaria are trundled into the Muheza-designated district hospital on Tanzania's north coast. Sadly, the principal affordable weapon in the hospital's arsenal is pyrimethamine sulfadoxine, a 30-year-old drug cocktail that works only half the time against the drug-resistant strains common in this part of sub-Saharan Africa. In the past, ideas for drugs to treat malaria and other neglected diseases often languished in labs because of hard economics. It takes 10 to 15 years and $100 million or more to develop a drug. But in Africa, the cost of a cure must be kept below a dollar per patient per day for short-term treatments and much less for years-long therapy for AIDS. These nations can't afford more.
You will now hear the recording in short sections. Section 1. Listen, please.
Every week, 200 children with malaria are trundled into the Muheza-designated district hospital on Tanzania's north coast. Sadly, the principal affordable weapon in the hospital's arsenal is pyrimethamine sulfadoxine, a 30-year-old drug cocktail that works only half the time against the drug-resistant strains common in this part of sub-Saharan Africa.
Answer the questions. Section 2. Listen, please.
In the past, ideas for drugs to treat malaria and other neglected diseases often languished in labs because of hard economics. It takes 10 to 15 years and $100 million or more to develop a drug. But in Africa, the cost of a cure must be kept below a dollar per patient per day for short-term treatments and much less for years-long therapy for AIDS. These nations can't afford more.
Answer the questions.